Siamo usciti dal porto, eravamo arrivati qui.
We had just left the harbor and arrived here, and we saw ships lying still in the water.
Costantino Baratta is a construction worker on Lampedusa. On October 3rd, 2013, he went on a sailing trip with his best friend. But things turned out differently than planned.
Mentre eravamo arrivati in zona, abbiamo visto in mare.
When we arrived at this spot, we saw a lot of people in the water screaming for help with their arms in the air. We tried to help people aboard. One, another one, a third one. They all were young, naked, covered in diesel and slippery as soap. We looked whether there were more people in the water. We saw two, three corpses. Then, all of a sudden, a girl. We thought she was dead and wanted to leave her behind because they told us to leave the dead. But then she raised her hand and she asked for our help. Help me. Help me.
For the island of Lampedusa, it was yet another refugee disaster. And tragedies like this are felt deeply on the island, says Mayor Giusy Nicolini.
There are people, so every time there's a shipwreck, it's a big tragedy for us. We really are in mourning.
Baratta looks at photographs he keeps on his computer and recalls what happened that fatal October morning.
Questo sono io.
Look, this is me. This is the ship that registered the incident at 6 in the morning. Here's another fishing boat. And that's someone who was rescued. Here's another girl at a depth of 3 meters, dead. She looked like St. Paul on the cross, with her arms spread out. A horrible scene. And that's Lawam. Over there, she's the last one we rescued.
Lawam is an Eritrean girl, and one of the few to survive the disaster. That October 3rd was a turning point for Italy. The country set up Operation Mare Nostrum, to save as many lives as possible. The Italian Navy and Coast Guard started patrols very close to the Libyan coast. But Mare Nostrum proved too expensive and was replaced by the European Frontex operation called Triton.
These are the ships with which we rescue immigrants at sea.
Salvatore Di Grande is the commander-in-chief of Lampedusa's Coast Guard. He shows me around on one of the 5 ships that patrol Italy's territorial waters. Not enough to avoid new shipwrecks, he admits.
Purtroppo no, nel senso che...
Unfortunately not. As long as there are smugglers forcing people to leave, even under bad circumstances, we cannot avoid new disasters.
New disasters are what the local fishermen fear, because more refugees, the attitude of the smuggler, and the risk of new shipwrecks all influence their daily work.
There's a boat cemetery at the bottom of the sea. It's 5 to 6 miles off coast. And for us fishermen, that's disastrous.
The smugglers are looking for their boats, so yes, I am a bit afraid. They say they're armed now. They threatened the Coast Guard with guns because they wanted their boats back.
About a month ago, the unarmed Lampedusan Coast Guard was threatened by human traffickers at gunpoint, some 50 miles off the Libyan coast. The smugglers wanted their boats back. Commander Di Grande isn't allowed to talk about the incident, but Mayor Nicolini is.
La Guardia Costiera di Lampedusa ha i mezzi.
The Coast Guard is there to rescue people, not to fight a war. I think these criminals are getting more aggressive. But the biggest problem is the unstable situation over there with, as a result, a large flow of refugees.
The day after the disaster, I went to look for Lawam, the girl in the refugee center, and then the others we saved. And one night, they all came over to our house.
Baratta saved 12 young people. Most of them obtained political asylum in Sweden, Norway and Germany. But he and his wife Rosa Maria are still in contact with them on a daily basis, by Facebook, WhatsApp and an ingenious translation app on their smartphone.
Ciao, speriamo che entro l'anno ci vediamo. È in inglese, ecco, hello.
Before I go to sleep, I wish them good night. And in the morning, before I get up, I say them good morning. And they answer immediately, buongiorno.
Operation Mare Nostrum was heavily criticized by the right-wing opposition in the Italian parliament. Some even said it was a taxi for immigrants towards Europe. Its replacement, Operation Triton, is more limited, and in recent weeks, hundreds of refugees have died in the Mediterranean. Italy has called for Triton to be transformed into a more humanitarian mission instead of a repressive one. Mayor Nicolini again.
Anche laddove hanno alzato.
Even when they raised walls and closed borders, the immigration didn't stop. The only result was more victims, more people dead.
For local fisherman Aurelio Parmesano, the solution is very easy.
They should charter one or two planes and bring them directly to Italy. That will make the tragedy stop. For us, the people of Lampedusa, and for the rest of the world.
Angelo van Schaik, DW, Lampedusa, Italy.